Warning, although this podcast revolves around Disney, Disney movies, and Disney-related themes, we have a tendency to use mature language, which is not suitable for all ages. Discretion is advised.
Happy Halloween from the Ocho and Ortiz Disney Podcast. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is another edition of the Ocho and Ortiz Disney Podcast, and this is our Halloween episode. It does sound weird for me to say Happy Halloween right off the top because we are recording this on October the 8th. However, it will be releasing 2 days before Halloween on October the 29th, so it is going to be our Halloween episode. Before we get into it, though, I do want to give a little shout out to our social medias because I always forget to do it because it had been so long since we had done the podcast that I forgot what they were. So now I have them written down so I can remember. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can go to @OchoOrtizDisney. Instagram is @OchoAndOrtizDisneyPod. So @OchoAndOrtizDisneyPod or Instagram.com/OchoAndOrtizDisneyPod or Facebook.com/OchoAndOrtizDisneyPod. You can buy some merch by going to our Spreadshirt shop, shop.spreadshirt.com/OchoAndOrtizDisneyPod. You can become a patron on our Patreon. That is patreon.com/OchoAndOrtizDisneyPod. I am trying to release the episodes early and give early access to patron members, of which we have none currently. Once we do start getting patron members, if we start getting Patreon members, I'm going to try to do more. I'm going to try to give a little bit more for Patreon. I don't know what yet. But right now it's early access, so if you want early access to the shows, go to patreon.com/OchoAndOrtizDisneyPod. Also, if you tip $20 or more, if you become a patron for $20 or more, you will get credited as a producer of the show. So you don't have to tip that much, you don't have to become a patron for that much, but if you do, that is what $20 will get you. And there's other tiers, but it's been a while since I've checked out the tiers because we just brought the show back. So I might have to update the tiers, but yeah, just go to our Patreon and check out what the tiers are and see if it's of interest to you. Of course, the best way you can help support the show for free is just by sharing us. Let people know where they can find us. We are available on all major podcasts and platforms, including, but not limited to, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Shit. I'm so thrown off because I used to lead off with Stitcher and Stitcher disbanded back in August. So it's thrown off my rhythm. But Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and of course, the main source of uploading is Podbean, OchoAndOrtizDisneyPod.podbean.com. With all of that out of the way, Josh, how are you doing this week?
Oh, you know, I'm alive. How are you?
I am also alive. I'm still getting used to this new job that I just started. As of this recording, I started about 2.5 weeks ago. Just, I think 16 or 17 days ago as of this recording. So I'm still getting adjusted to that after 10 months of unemployment. So yeah, we're doing okay. We're hanging around.
We are hanging around.
But I know you are excited for this episode because it is our Halloween episode, and I know Halloween is absolutely your favorite time of year. So we did wrap up the September 2022 trip. For the most part, this is going to be a slight continuation of it. But we're going to talk about our time at the Mickey Mouse Not So Scary Halloween Party as well as Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. This episode is not going to be as long as the other episodes, probably about 45 minutes to an hour. The last two episodes, I think, were about an hour and 8 minutes each. And then the very first episode of our September trip was almost an hour and 20 minutes. So, but this one's probably going to be 45 minutes to an hour. And like I said, Josh, this is your favorite time of the year. So I will turn it over to you to talk about Halloween Horror Nights and Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
All right. Yeah, this is definitely my favorite time of the year. I absolutely love Halloween. I always say it's a everyday thing for me. I will literally wear like Halloween shirts all the goddamn time. I don't care. Christmas time, I'll wear it. I don't care. It's the best. It's a state of mind, Dave. It's go on.
I'm not. Nope. I have nothing to say.
Does it look like you were about to say something?
Nope. Nope. No, I'm just not. Nope. No comment from me.
I know how much you love it, and we'll get into that, too.
And sorry, I do want to apologize. My voice is a little hoarse today, so I do sound a little off. I can hear it myself, so I'm not sure how it's picking up on the recording. But yeah, my voice is a little hoarse today, so I do apologize to the listeners and the viewers out there. Speaking of viewers, I forgot to mention, we are on YouTube. So just search for Ocho and Ortiz Disney Pod on YouTube. And I do want to thank everybody that's been checking out the videos on YouTube. The last two videos, part one, well, as of this recording, I haven't put up our Hollywood Studios video yet, the part three of our September 2022 trip. But the first two episodes, part one and part two, have, last I checked, they had 45 views and 51 views respectively. So thank you to everybody that's been checking it out on YouTube. I haven't checked the statistics to see the watch time. Hopefully people are watching the whole thing and enjoying it, but we do appreciate the views on YouTube. So definitely, if you enjoy those videos, give a thumbs up, leave comments, and subscribe to the channel. So yeah, sorry, I forgot to do that with the other social medias, but Josh, carry on with the Halloween. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Halloween's the best. So I literally go down there to Florida. That's why I go down in September or October, is for all the Halloween stuff, because Disney starts their stuff in August for some reason, and Universal starts theirs in September. Completely different events, as Dave has witnessed now.
Yes.
Completely different, obviously. I mean, well, they are also different parks, right? We haven't even talked about Universal Studios. I don't know if we ever will, but, you know, we're going to talk about Halloween Horror Nights for sure today.
At some point, I think probably after, I think probably in the new year, we'll touch on Universal. I already have the next couple of episodes laid out, as I've talked about on the previous episode. So it probably won't be until the new year when we touch on Universal, but or maybe we'll touch on it a little bit tonight, because I mean, our Universal was mostly on Halloween Horror Night, so yeah. We could probably talk about it a little bit tonight.
Fair enough. But yeah, no, so but we're gonna start off with Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. It is a separate ticketed event. You have to pay an extra, depends on what day it is, to be honest with you. I don't remember. I think we paid maybe $120, $130, something like that.
I think it starts at what, 99 US, or is it 109 US?
I think it's 109.
Okay, yeah. And then as it gets closer to Halloween, obviously the prices go up. So when we went in September, yeah, I think it was 119 that we paid for it.
Yeah, like Dave said already, it's October 8th and the party is sold out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, because you were trying to go this year on your trip, and you got you waited too long, and it sold out.
It did. It sold out the day I was going to buy it, and I was pretty pissed off. But what's crazy is that it goes till November 1st this year, and November every single day is already sold out. It's crazy. It's a good time, though. Dave, you had fun, right?
It is. Yeah. I mean, we touched on it a little bit during our Magic Kingdom episode. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, you can still go on the rides at Magic Kingdom after the parks close, as long as you have the ticket to the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So the rides are still open, and you get to go trick-or-treating, so you can collect candy. So obviously, as we mentioned on the Magic Kingdom episode, you can't go on all of the rides, mm-hmm. because some of the rides they do close and use as the trick-or-treating candy trails. So, yes. Like Carousel of Progress, I think, was one. There were a couple that we mentioned on that Magic
Carousel Kingdom of Progress.
A lot of the Tomorrowland seem to have been trick or treat trails. Because I think like Monsters Inc.
Monsters Inc. was also one of them.
Yeah,
but they also had something going on inside of there. But so like the normal line for Monsters Inc. was a treat trail. But then where you would go to sit down to watch the Monsters Inc. show, there was something going on in there as well at the same time, I believe.
Oh, was there? Because I know on the outside they were doing the Monsters Inc. dance party. The monster dance party.
Yeah, that's near Space Mountain over there.
Yeah.
And the other one that I'm Mickey's Philhar Magic. That is also a treat trail.
Yeah. I was trying to remember that one and I couldn't think of the name of it.
That's also another thing that when you're going through the line is a treat trail. Then if you were to get into the theater, they had like old Disney, like the Disney skeletons or whatever that they would have. That was going on the screen.
Okay.
You could watch that. But yeah. You can go on some of the rides, and then there's a few rides that have a Halloween themed layover, where like Space Mountain, which is already mostly in the dark, where you're supposed to make you look like you're in space. They actually turn off all the lights and it's just pitch black through that one roller coaster. You've never been on it, but it's awesome.
I will never be on it.
Come on, man. Olivia loves that ride. And she's 7.
Absolutely the fuck not. Nope.
Another one was Pirates of the Caribbean, where they would have actual actors throughout not the ride itself, but the queue. They'd have live actors just
down in the prison cells and stuff.
Yep. They have people there talking and interacting with you. And then the third one is the Mad Hatter's Teacup ride.
Okay.
It's like regular teacups. What they do is they have like a light show that's going on, like strobe lights going as you're on the ride and stuff, right? So there's a couple different overlays. One overlay that I would love to see that they don't exactly do, I think they only do it in California, is they turn the Haunted Mansion into something to do with The Nightmare Before Christmas. And I can't remember if that's during October or in December, but I know they do that in California and not here, which is something that I would love for them to do in Orlando, because that'd be really fun to see.
I'm thinking maybe they might do it October to December, seeing as how it kind of, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas incorporates both holidays. So maybe they run it October through December.
Maybe. But again, they only do it in California, not in Orlando, which is bullshit. But yeah, so you get there's all that. There's a different parade that happens throughout that happens twice a night, where it starts off with the Headless Horseman. It's awesome. Like, you actually see somebody with, like, you know, the Headless Horseman has the pumpkin head in his hand and he's on a horse and going by.
I don't think we did the parade, did we?
We didn't?
I don't remember, because I definitely don't remember seeing the Headless Horseman.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's how the parade starts, because I know that.
if we did, maybe we missed the start of the parade. But yeah, I definitely don't remember that.
Maybe we missed the start of it. But they have, they have people dressed up from the Haunted Mansion, you've seen the people, how they have their uniform for Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
They have people like dressed up like that, and some of the grave digger guys have like shovels with them, and they're like scraping the shovels along the street and stuff and making sparks. It's really cool. You didn't see that? No. Fuck, all right. So we're doing that next time. I love the parade. It's one of my favorite things to do, which makes me really, really weird to me that we never do that, because it's one of my favorite things to do at the party. Some of the other things that they have there as well is they have special meet and greets, one of them being Jack and Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is usually like a 2-hour wait. It's ridiculous. I've never personally done it because I'm not the biggest fan of the movie. Like, I like the movie, but I'm not waiting 2 hours. To be fair, I'm not waiting 2 hours to meet any character. Like, I'm just not.
I mean, Josh knows my feelings on Nightmare Before Christmas.
He loves it. Anyways.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's other characters. There's, like I said, they call it specialty characters that will only come out for the party. Jack and Sally's one of them. The Queen of Hearts, Tweedledum, Tweedledee. A lot of villains, right? And then there's also the Villain Spooktacular Show, or I think now it's called the Hocus Pocus Spooktacular Show. It used to be just the villains were taking over the kingdom or whatever. But now, you know, with like, there's like been like a resurgence of Hocus Pocus. It's like a cult following. It's like, people love that movie, the original. way before the second one came out. Shut up, Dave.
I didn't. I mean, not only does Josh know my opinion on that movie, but you can find out my opinions as well, because we covered that one a while ago. We did cover Hocus Pocus. Not a fan of that movie.
Hey, it's in theaters. We should go watch it.
Fuck off.
But yeah, so there's the Hocus Pocus stage show that happens four times a night, I think it is. And, you know, not only is just
episode 17, by the way, if anyone wants to check out that Hocus Pocus review, episode 17.
Yeah. The Sanderson sisters are there. Oogie Boogie from Nightmare Before Christmas, and just a ton of villains. You probably see. Oh God, I remember before, what's his name used to be the two. Oh God. Hades would always make an appearance and stuff like that. But then back, like you said it earlier, back in Tomorrowland, there's also the Monsters, Inc. dance party. And there's a special fireworks show as well,
which is actually
really awesome. Like, you've seen the regular fireworks show, but there's also the Halloween one, which is way more spooky and different music and stuff. And it's just fantastic. And like Dave said, you get to go trick-or-treating. And the very first time that I went to the party, it was me and my friend, and we go and we check in, we get our wristband, and they give us this little bag. And I'm like, well, what's the bag for? And the girl's like, oh, to go trick-or-treating. I'm like, no, seriously, what's the bag for? Like, I'm like 23, 24. And she's like, no, everybody gets to go trick-or-treating. I'm like, done. I was probably like 21, I think, actually, because my mom was still alive. So yeah, I want to say like 21. And I remember, like, just filling up this little bag of candy, dumping it into my bag, and getting more. And I brought so much candy home, and my mom was so excited to eat the candy, too.
Yeah, and like I mentioned on our Magic Kingdom review episode, like, as a Canadian, there's certain candies there that aren't available to us in Canada. So being able to go trick-or-treating and trying a few different candies... I mean, it's not like all of the candy isn't available to us. Like, a lot of it is, but there were some candies that they were handing out, chocolate bars, whatever, that aren't available in Canada. And yeah, I absolutely love trying things that I've never tried before. So, and then yeah, just trick-or-treating was a lot of fun. It was great.
Yeah. I love going to the party. It's so much fun. Oh, and if you want to, you could dress up too. That's like one of the things that everybody does. Everybody dresses up as, I mean, whatever they want, but there are a lot of Disney characters and stuff too. It's really fun. It's a fun time. You know, Disney already makes you feel like you're a little kid again a lot of the time, but this just makes you pulls you back into more of a childhood mode, like going trick or treating and dressing up and stuff.
Yes,
I've never dressed up, but it's fantastic.
And it should be noted, it's like, this is one of the rare times that Disney will let people dress up to go to the park. Because Disney does not, for the most part, Disney does not like people dressing up in cosplay costumes or anything like that.
Yeah, no. The cosplay costumes, definitely not. You can do what they call Disney bounding, where you'll wear like some shirts or something that'll make it look like a character. But, you know, like you said, you can't dress up in like a dress and be like Cinderella or something. Because the reason they don't like it is because people might mistake you as a
cast person member.
Start asking as a cast member, start asking for pictures and stuff, and it's just, they don't like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the party itself is fantastic. And like I said, you can go dress up, go trick-or-treating. I love it. I've done it a few times. Dave, thoughts? What did you do? What did you like about it most?
Yeah, the trick-or-treating was definitely awesome. I mean, that would probably be number one for what I enjoyed the most about that. I mean, the fireworks were great. I'm like, I could do with or without the fireworks. That didn't really matter to me. I mean, they were fun. They were enjoyable. But yeah, so the trick-or-treating and then just riding, getting on the rides after dark, like especially some specific rides, like doing Pirates of the Caribbean when it's dark out and seeing all the people there for Halloween dressed up as like Captain Jack Sparrow was just a fun time. Doing Jungle Cruise at night was a fun experience. Haunted Mansion, like the first time we did Haunted Mansion was at the Not So Scary Halloween party at night. So, you know, it's already dark out and you're doing the Haunted Mansion, which is, you know, spooky themed anyways. It's ghosts and stuff. So yeah, doing the rides at night and like specific rides, especially like going on the people. I think we did do the people mover at night and it was cool doing it at night, but like, It's not as fantastic as something like Jungle Cruise at night or Haunted Mansion at night. Like, it just doesn't have that same cool, spooky feeling as the others do. Not that Jungle Cruise had a spooky feeling, but it just had a different vibe than if you went on it during the day. It just has a different vibe when it's like pitch black out. So yeah, doing some of those rides at night and doing the trick or treating was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's one of my favorite things to do, and I'm sad I didn't get to do it this year, but next year definitely happening. There is something else that I found. Oh, like, we didn't even touch on this. They also have, you know, specific specialized merch for the party. You know, anything that says Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party or something like that.
Yeah,
I got two shirts. I didn't go to the party this year, but I did get two Halloween Disney shirts this year. So I'm pretty happy with myself about that.
They also have like Halloween themed merch as well. Like, they have the orange Halloween mini mouse ears, which I picked up for my friend's daughter while I was down there, and she absolutely loved them. So nice. Yeah, so they obviously have the Not So Scary Halloween merch as well as just regular sort of Halloween merch that doesn't have anything to do with the Not So Scary Halloween Party, but is just Halloween themed.
Yeah. And then there's the one thing that I found out after I got back that I'm definitely buying at the next party. You can only get it at the party. Sorry, is they have this store. I sent you the picture. It's like a glass blowing store.
Oh, yes, and yes, yes. Yeah.
This, I found this out this year afterwards. That they will actually make pumpkins that say Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, and I am dying to get one of those. That's definitely gonna be something going into like my Disney collection next year. So
yeah, because when you first sent me it, I wasn't sure what it was, and I thought it was just like a special Halloween cup with like a twist straw, because I guess they do the pumpkin stem and they curl it.
Yeah.
But I thought it was just like a curly straw. I'm like, okay, it's a pumpkin cup. Like, all right, that's cool, I guess, but I don't really care. and then you were telling me it was like a glass blowing shop. I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Right? Like, that looks amazing. But yeah, that's Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. We're going to switch over to Universal.
Definitely a lot of fun. And definitely would recommend if you're looking for like a Halloween thing to take your kids to, and maybe they're not quite old enough yet to go to Universal's Halloween Horror Nights, which we're about to get into. Definitely recommend Mickey.
Keep talking about this one on the wash.
Yeah, all right. Definitely recommend taking them to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. They can dress up however they want, and they get to go trick-or-treating, and they get to go on rides after dark. So, yeah, if you want to do something for Halloween with your kids and you're on vacation at the time in Florida at Disney World, definitely do Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. And while Josh is in the washroom, I will once again take this opportunity to say that we are not currently sponsored by Manscaped. Creators of the Lawnmower 4.0, giving your balls the closest, smoothest shave they'll ever get. No nicks, no cuts, just pure bliss. Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. Go to manscaped.com. I do not have a coupon code because we are not sponsored, but type in Ocho Ortiz Disney in the coupon part of your checkout anyways. It's not going to give you anything off, but if you do that, perhaps they might finally reach out and offer to sponsor us. And of course, there's not just Manscaped. There's so many other great, great companies out there that I am 100% willing to show for. If you want to show us the money and help support the Ocho and Ortiz Disney podcast, I will shill the fuck out of pretty much any product. I have no shame. I will shill hard. Ocho and Ortiz Disney podcast. Shill hard.
Show us the money.
So yeah, if there's any companies out there that want to sponsor the podcast, especially Manscaped, I'm looking at you, Manscaped, but I'm also looking at so many other great, great, potentially tremendous companies. #sponsor us Manscaped. Yeah, just sponsor us. We will show the shit out of products for you.
Yeah. Sure. Whatever you want, man. I'm down.
And that, with that, that is going to take us into Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah. This is what is like considered like the best horror-type theme park thing around in the States, to be honest. I think they call it the number, I think it's usually called like number one every single year it's voted number one. It's my favorite thing. It's literally the reason I go down there. Is because the thing with this is that it's not the same thing every year. And that's what I love about it. Like, I've gone to Canada's Wonderland for their Halloween event. I've done Screamers here as well. And what drives me nuts about them, especially Wonderland, is that it's always the same thing. And it's nothing new. It's nothing different. It's just, it's the same thing. And it gets boring. Whereas Universal Studios for Halloween Horror Nights, it's a different theme every year. Right? It's always something new. They don't repeat the same house every year.
Josh?
Yeah.
There is a Figment Magic Band Plus that I'm looking at on shopdisney.com, and I really want to buy it.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I went to Shop Disney to look at what they have available for Halloween and see if they had any Mickey Not So Scary Halloween stuff on the Shop Disney, because we were talking about merch, and I just saw the Figment Magic Band Plus.
Did you buy it?
No, not yet, but I'm considering it.
That's amazing. But yeah, no, so Universal Studios does their Halloween Horror Nights at, well, their Universal Studios park, because they have two parks, but it's the Universal Studios Florida park every year. And it's always 10. Well, now it's always 10 houses, 5 original ideas that they come up with and 5 based off of intellectual properties. And last year, the intellectual properties were Halloween. The Weeknd had his own haunted house, which, you know, at first it was like, what the fuck is this? But it was actually pretty good. Blumhouse, which was actually mixed into 2 different houses because it was Black Phone and Freaky. And then there was Legends Collide. It was like Universal Monsters, Legends Collide. And The Weeknd, Legends Collide, Blumhouse. Oh, was it only 4 last year?
I think it was only 4 last year. I remember you saying that there was only 4.
Yeah, so hang on. Hellblock Horror, Hellblock Horror, Spirit of the Coven, Winter's Wake, Bugsy and Alive, Descendants of Destruction. Yeah. So yeah, last year was 4 intellectual properties and 6 an original idea. Yeah. So they do different houses every year. I mean, there was one point where they did, I think it was 4 or 5 years straight, they did whatever was the season before for The Walking Dead. They've also done Stranger Things 3 different times, this year being one of them, which was awesome. We'll talk about that another time. But they've done, one of my favorite houses ever was they did Ghostbusters, and it was so awesome because you like walk through the beginning and it's like you're walking through the library scene.
Oh, okay, the library scene. Okay,
it's so awesome, dude. And then at the end, I'm gonna spoil it for you because like I don't know if you'll never see it anyways, but they had a giant Marshmallow Man head, and it was fantastic. Fan-fucking-tastic.
That is one I would definitely go into if they ever brought it back.
Yeah, and you don't even like that stuff. But they've done different things. Like I said, they the one we're going to talk about, they did The Weeknd, but they've done other like musicians, which kind of make more sense, especially with Rob Zombie. They did Rob Zombie a couple times, different houses for Rob Zombie, or maybe some of his movies, right? He had his own scare zone at one point, which is pretty awesome. They've done Freddy versus Jason. They've done Nightmare on Elm Street before. They've done Halloween a few times. One of the ones they did was that I was a huge fan of was a few years ago was the movie called Trick or Treat. That was a really amazing house. Absolutely amazing. So, so fucking good. They've done Alien versus Predator, I think, before. American Werewolf in London. They've done it once or twice, and those have been really, really well done. They've done different Halloweens. Stranger Things, like I said, they've done it twice before. Those are really good as well. From Dusk Till Dawn was a good one. They just go all out, and it makes you feel like you're actually on the set or in the movie.
And I can't remember if you already mentioned this, but much like the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, this is a special ticketed event. So you can buy a park ticket during the day and stay there for the day and do the Halloween Horror Nights, but you have to buy a separate ticket for the Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. So what I usually do is I buy the one ticket that's get you in for like the whole event pretty much. Because what I tend to do is this place is packed. This place is jam fucking packed for these events. Sometimes houses will be 3 hours, depending how good the house is or what the intellectual property is. There'll be 3 hour waits. Okay. It doesn't matter. Like, it's crazy how like jam packed this place is. So what I like to do is, because what a lot of people do is they buy the express pass, which I'm not gonna lie, most of the time is more than what the park ticket is. Sometimes it's $150 to $200 just for the night for the express pass. It's ridiculous. So what I tend to do is I buy that ticket that gets me in, you know, throughout my entire stay or whatever, however long it is. And what I do is I break it down and I usually go 4 or 5 nights. And I break it down to, since there's 10 houses, I do 3 houses one night, 3 houses the next night, 4 houses the next night, or something along those lines. And then by the time I get to my 4th or 5th night, I go back and do which ones I really liked. I still have the list of which ones we went through, how many times I went through them. And this is what I have. The list here, I have Halloween. I went through it once. I went through this one called Hellblock Horror, apparently 3 times last year. Blumhouse once. But I feel like I went through that twice. I don't remember why. I'm pretty sure I went through it twice. Legends Collide twice, because that one was my favorite one. I remember that one really well. That was my favorite one. No, that was my second favorite one. Sorry. Spirits of the Coven was my favorite one, because I went through that one 3 times as well. Winter's Wake was pretty good. I went through that one once. Bugs Eaten Alive, I went through that one once.
That's one of the ones that I did with you.
Yeah. Bugs Eaten Alive, you did go through. And I'm pretty sure it was Blumhouse. Didn't you? Was the one where it was 2 different ones?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did 3 houses total, if I remember correctly.
Yes, yeah, definitely did 3 with you.
Bugs?
I know the bug one, I'm pretty sure Blumhouse.
Yeah, Blumhouse, Bugs, and I don't remember what the other one was, but I just remember you fucking not wanting to be there. Descendants of Destruction, I went through once. The Weeknd, I only got to go through it once, but that one was really fun. And Fiesta de Chupacabras, I went through twice. What I will say about some of them, The Weeknd and Halloween, I remember going through those with my girlfriend. And the way some of them were set up, it's like she loved going to the houses. It's just those ones towards the end, they have a room full of just a whole bunch of like either Michael Myers or The Weeknd, but you didn't know which ones were real and which ones were fake. Some of them were just like dummies, right? Just standing there. But then some people were actually real. You couldn't tell until they jumped out at you, and that would scare the shit out of her every time. But I loved it. I thought they were great. But Dave, what did you think of the event before I get into some more details about it?
So it's a cool event for people that like Halloween.
Me.
I am not a Halloween person. I've never really been a Halloween person. Especially Halloween for adults. I've never really understood the appeal of it. That's just me though. If you're an adult that loves Halloween, I'm not gonna take that away from you. Go ahead and enjoy what you enjoy. It's just not my thing. And I've never been a fan of being scared. I do not like going into haunted houses. It's not something I enjoy. I don't watch a lot of horror movies. There's a couple that I've watched that I have enjoyed, but for the most part, I'm not a big fan of horror movies. So Halloween just really isn't my time of year. It's not my season. Again, I'm not trying to take it away from people who do enjoy it. If you enjoy it, all the power to you. And, you know, definitely try getting down to Florida to Universal Studios for Halloween Horror Nights at least once if you are a Halloween fan, because they do go all out and they do a tremendous job. Just not my thing.
Fair enough. That's fair. But yeah, if you do like it, like I said, there's 10 houses. There's some of the other things that I'm going to touch on as well is that there's also 5 different scare zones. I'm not going to lie, I don't have them written down or what it was from last year. But then what some of the things, they also have two different shows. This year they only have one.
Last year, I remember one of the scare zones was right around, I think like right around where the Bourne Supremacy or whatever the Bourne stage show is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can tell you where they all are, where the locations are. Oh. I just can't tell you what the themes were.
Okay.
So, I mean, last year, like Dave said, one of them is right near the Bourne stunt show. Then if you keep going straight, there's a little walkway that leads right from where Mel's die-in. So they have a replica of like Mel's drive-in there. But during Halloween Horror Nights, they turn off some of the letters so that it says Mel's die-in. This year is weird because they're renovating it. And when they were renovating it, when they started the event, they didn't have the lights on. And so many people complained about it. By like the next day or 2 days later, they actually turned on the sign so that it actually says Mel's die-in. Even though you can't go in there, but they had the signs on. So right between there and where the Animal Actors show is, or basically where near ET, there's another little scare zone there. Then if you walk around, actually, there's nothing really from there all the way around there. But if you go back around right where Fast and Furious is, or the exit of Fast and Furious, right before Harry Potter section, there's another scare zone there. That's a third one. And a fourth one is in New York, where the Mummy is, right outside the Mummy, that whole section there. And then the last one is right if you were to walk straight down when you first walk in, right in between what was Shrek and Despicable Me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this year they changed it because there is no more Shrek. It's both Despicable Me. For some reason, they decide, I don't know if it's like an agreement with Illumination or whatever, but there's no scare zone there now. So it's right when you first walk in, it's a scare zone. And then all that Despicable Me part is just lit up like regular. I'm like, well, that's stupid. It's really stupid. It's. I wonder if it's kind of like, one year they did have a Halloween Horror Nights in both Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure, but one of the reasons they don't do it in Islands of Adventure is because, you know, remember how they have like the Seuss Landing section?
Not really.
There's a whole Dr. Seuss section there. Kiddie rides.
Yeah.
Well, the company or the owners, I guess, like the Seuss family, didn't want any type of Halloween thing there as well to like ruin the thing. So I wonder if that's what it is. Why that's one of the reasons why they don't do it at both parks, right?
Maybe.
But yeah, but they have the five scare zones where, you know, actors trying to scare you, scare actors and everything. It's really fun. It's really cool. They also have two shows this year. Last year they had two shows. This year they only had one. Last year one of the shows was a water show, which was pretty cool. A water and light show and visual show. And then there's also a what it's called, God, Nightmare Fuel. It's a show that's in the back of it. We didn't see it. We didn't go to it. It's in the back of like right beside Men in Black. Men in Black. But it's for the last 3 years they've been doing the thing called Nightmare Fuel. It's like a stunt show basically. There's a lot of fire. There's a lot of, you know, acrobatics and different things and a lot of girls dancing and guys dancing half naked, yada yada. It's fun, it's cool, but it's not what it used to be. Like 5 years ago, it was 2018. Yeah, so 5 years ago was the last year of what was called the Bill and Ted's Excellent Halloween Adventure. And they had done that every year for like 20 years. And it was basically just whatever was relevant and popular in pop culture throughout the last year was them just making fun of it. And it was hilarious and great and Halloween themed. And yeah, you still got to see some girls dancing and shit like that. And it was awesome. It was a great time. And when they announced that they were doing that, I think when they were canceling the show, it was going to be the last year. I think I only went down for 3 days just to make sure I went for this. And I still have the T-shirt that says Farewell Dudes. Right? It's awesome. I love that show. It was my favorite. But another thing is they also have specialty foods, different types of foods you can try. Did you try any of the foods while we were there, Dave?
No, I mean, I just, like, after Shabby came, because it started off you and me, because Shabby wasn't going to come initially. And so she ended up deciding that she wanted to come. So she got a ticket. And she came, and then I fucked off right the hell out of there, because I was like, okay, cool, Josh has somebody else to do the houses with now, and this ain't Halloween ain't my vibe, so I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. So
he tried to get you to go through another house.
Yeah, was not happening. Was not happening whatsoever.
That's one of my favorite things you said. She's like, Dave, so you're coming through another house? You're like, absolutely the fuck not.
Abso-fucking-lutely not. Yeah, no, absolutely the fuck not. And so, I mean, before I fucked off over to Islands of Adventure, because that was still open and did not have the Halloween stuff, as Josh mentioned, I did end up going. To Mel's Dive-In, Mel's Drive-In, aka Mel's Die-In, to get something to eat before I went over to Islands of Adventure. But other than that, I didn't try the food. I just really want to go to Mel's Drive-In because it is probably most famous for being used in American Graffiti, which is just such a great fucking classic film. And it's got that throwback, like, 50s diner vibe to it. So, I don't even remember what the food was like, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I went there for a meal, and then I went over to Islands of Adventure. But other than that, I didn't try any of the other specialty food that I can remember.
That's amazing. Sorry, I just got a little sidetrack for this. I'm seeing all the shit that you're sending me here, Dave.
Yes, I'm sending Josh a bunch of text messages with links to products that I'm looking at on shopdisney.com for their Halloween collection.
You said which one is the thing that you want? You like, I want this. Is that the Stitch?
Yes. Yeah.
Because guess what? I already got it. Well, I mean, I got it for Ava. I sent Ava a picture. She's like, I want it. Buy it for me. So that particular Stitch is sitting in my sister's room right now. Pretty awesome.
I also want this.
They always have specialty foods themed to something that's there this year. It's one of the intellectual properties. Like this year they have Surfer Boy Pizza, which is from Stranger Things. I can't remember what type of food they had there last year, but there's always something good, something fun to try. And then they always have the Ghoul Juice, which is like their alcoholic drink that you can get in a specialty cup, and it's just sugary alcohol, basically, right?
Yeah, that's
where they make a lot of their money. But then they also have specialty t-shirts and merchandise and stuff, and I went a little overboard this year, but whatever.
AKA every year?
No, I didn't go overboard last year. That's because last year I didn't buy a lot. But this year I bought a lot because I was by myself for most of it. Dave, I bought 2 Disney Halloween shirts. I bought 1 Halloween shirt from Hollow Scream at Busch Gardens, a Hollow Scream baseball jersey.
Nice.
I bought two zip-up hoodies, one of them from Stranger Things. It looks like a jean jacket. I bought 1, 2, 3, or 4 different t-shirts from Halloween Horror Nights. And I bought 2 Halloween themed shirts that I found at Walmart for $6 while I was there. I bought fucking everything, Dave. Everything. I bought a fucking hat.
Oh,
and I will
Josh.
Tell you about some of this stuff afterwards because it's a conversation. Anyways, they have all the cool Halloween stuff. One of the things that I always get every year, and I didn't get it last year, was a Halloween. I always get whatever that year's hoodie is, and then I always update it. So I always have a new hoodie every year, but that's one of my favorite things that's going on there as well. It's awesome. They don't have any fireworks show.
Did they have updated Halloween Horror Night collector's cups this year?
They did.
Excellent.
I have that as well.
I have last year's.
I have this year's. The best part is that I brought last year's with me too, because I can always just, you know, reactivated.
Yeah,
I just didn't because I saw this one. I'm like, I want it
because it's like it's a microchip inside the bottom of the cup, and then they scan it to reactivate it, and obviously you pay to reactivate it, and then it's unlimited refills throughout the park for the day.
Yeah, and it's great because like if you get there right when it opens and you reactivate that cup at like 8 or 9 in the morning, it is good all day. And if you're at HHM, which doesn't close till 2 o'clock in the morning, it is activated all day, all night until HHN closes at 2 o'clock. And even this year, it said it's good till 2:30. So let's say the park closes at 2 o'clock. You're still trying to leave. If you can find one of the machines, you can go and fill it up right then and there until 2:30. It's a great deal. It's a great deal.
Yeah, it really
is. $10 to reactivate.
Yep.
It's great. Yeah, I love it. It's literally the reason I go. They don't have any fireworks or anything else, but it's so different than Disney. This is definitely like, it even states, you know, to be, you know, you should be about 13 and older, right? You know, that's a parent's discretion. If you want to take your kids there, take your kids there. You think they can handle it, it's up to you. You know, I saw tons of little kids there.
Yeah, like every child is different. So, yeah. But
like my friend's kid, not as good. My friend's kid would absolutely love it. The kid loves Stranger Things, Halloween stuff. He loves that stuff. So he's like 11, I think. He would love that shit. But not just now, even 3-4 years ago when, because he's always watched Stranger Things. He loves it. So I think he would like that shit. He doesn't get scared of that stuff. So he would love it. But you know, it's up to you. If you get a chance to go down there, go do it. It's one of the best things in the world. And like I said, I go every single year just for that event.
Yeah,
and every year, because it changes.
And like I said, if you don't think your kids are old enough to handle the Halloween Horror Nights, then definitely check out the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, because they will definitely, definitely enjoy that.
Sorry, you were just very slow there. Let's see if you're caught up.
Oh, yeah. So
it's like it was dragging out.
Yeah, because I keep hearing feedback too, so I don't know what's going on, but.
Okay.
But yeah.
But yeah, that's Universal Studios, Florida Halloween Horror Nights. Oh.
Yeah. I keep hearing the background noise. It's ever since you've come back from the washroom, I'm hearing the lag and the feedback. So I don't know what it is. So I mean, what I was gonna say, anyways, is that, you know, we were gonna. I was thinking about going more into the Universal Parks, but we're at about 50 minutes in the recording right now, and I did want to keep this one a little short because the other episodes have been a little bit longer. So I did want to keep this one a little bit shorter. So I think because we have talked about the Halloween aspects of the parks, we'll cut it off here for now, and we will do an episode some point down the road. Like I said, it's probably going to be after the new year at this point, but we will do an episode at some point just reviewing the rides and stuff at both Universal Parks. But yeah, I think we'll cut it off for here for the night.
Yeah. Oh. We're going to cut it off here for the night?
Yeah, right, cool. I was just giving the lag a chance to catch up so you could...
Okay. I can't tell, is it me that's lagging? Because it's just... am I lagging to you?
No, you're perfectly fine for me.
Okay, cool. So it's just me. All right, I don't know what it is, but you can see the lag or hear the lag or something.
Yeah, I can hear the delay popping up in my ears. Like, I can hear myself popping up about, like, 5-6 seconds after I say what I say.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah, but that's Universal Studios Florida. That's Halloween Horror Nights. Absolutely get a chance to, if you get a chance to go there, go there. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I will be there next year.
And that's our Halloween episode for 2023. I already did the links at the beginning of the show. They will also be in the description box down below. So again, please be sure to follow us on social medias. Definitely check out YouTube if you're watching this on YouTube. We definitely appreciate that. We've been getting more views on YouTube than we've been getting downloads for the audio portion of the podcast recently. So a lot of you are checking out the visual side of the podcast. So we greatly appreciate that. We would love for you to help spread the show and let other people know where to find us. If you enjoy this show, it's the best way to help us grow. And definitely, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the podcast, whether you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on any of the podcast platforms that we mentioned off the top of the show. Please give us a subscribe or a follow, and feel free to leave feedback as long as it's constructive. Like, don't just leave feedback to be a dick. But if you have constructive feedback or positive feedback, definitely we would love to hear from you. And having said that, whether you guys are watching or listening to this, whatever time of day it is, where you are, we thank you, we appreciate you, and we will talk to you all again very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah.